right, Daf Nun Aleph. Friday's Daf. And we're holding at the two dots at the bottom of Nun Amud Beis. Zok de Gemara, Ad Mosai Mutter Lahachzir. Until when can the Nesana, the guy who got ripped off, when can he be Chayzer until? And we know the Mishnah said until the time where he could show it to the other Tagar or his Karav, until he can hear that he got ripped off. We got to give him that amount of time to find out. Omer of Nachman Leishano El Lekech. That whole shear of time, that's only about the Lekech. Avol Meicher, but if it was the Meicher who got ripped off, Le'olam Chayzer, he can always retract. Why? Rashi speaks out, as the Gemara is going to tell us on Amud Aleph, that the Meicher doesn't have the object in front of him. So it's going to take longer for him to find out that he got ripped off. Whereas the Lekech, when he goes home, oh, his wife is going to give it to him right away. Rashi actually ends off with an important line. He says, Hilkach Le'olam Chayzer in Le Nisyakru Talisa Spain Time. As long as it didn't go up in price in the interim. What does he mean? So the Ramban, when he brings Rashi, he explains, because if the price went up, now it's suspect that the Meicher wants to renege on the deal. So since he's incentivized because of a price change, we're no longer going to let him be Chayzer. And this really speaks to the general issues of Aina throughout the whole sugya, that it's focused on umdanas and trying to understand if there is funny business going on or if everybody's really being straight up and honest. The Rambam makes another qualification that's not in our Gemara, but also makes a lot of sense, that the Meicher can be Chayzer li'olam unless it's something that is sold commonly in the marketplace. And his example is palpalin, peppers. You have no excuse to say, oh my gosh, I had no idea I was getting so ripped off, if every vendor in the marketplace is just selling the same thing, and it's common, and there's a standardized price. Okay, but so Rav Nachman says it makes a difference whether it's the Meicher or the Lekech. The Lekech has a Zman, but the Meicher does not. Name a Messiah LA, because it says in the previous Mishnah about those Tagrei Lud, that Chazru Ludivre Chachamim, the Tagrei Lud were Chazer to go back to the Rabbana, not like Rav Tarfin. Now, eat Amr Pishlem and Meicher Leilam Chazer. If you're telling me that the Meicher can always retract and he doesn't have any Zman or time limit moving to Amud Aleph, Mishum Hachi Chazru, it would now make sense why they didn't like the Shitas Rav Tarfin, who was extending the amount of time limit, because the Meicherim could always be Chayzer according to this idea. Eli Amrit Meicher Nami Kilekech Tami, but if you're telling me that the Meicher and the Lekech are the same, so my Nafkale Minai, why didn't they like Rav Tarfin's expansion of the Shita of the Shir of Aina? Ki Hechi Da Avdi Le Rabbanan Takanta Le Lekech, Hochi Nami Avdi Le Rabbanan Takanta Le Meicher. It should be the same for both the Meicher and the Lekech by this extension. So since the Tagrei Lud went with Shitas Rabbanan, it seems that that's a Raya that the Meicherim were never subject to any time limit to being Chayzer. But the Gemara has no real Raya. But the Gemara says it's not really a Raya, because Tagrei Lud le Shchiach Dato. It's not common for them to make the mistake in the first place to have to make such a takana. Ushbezichne de Romi Barchama Zovin Chamra Vita. So this landlord of Romi Barchama sold wine and undercharged. Ashkeche de Havei Otziv. Romi Barchama found that he was very sad. He said, Omer Le, Amayat Sivas. Why the long face? Omer Le, Zabini Chamra Utoi. So this Ushbezichne said, I sold wine and I undercharged and now I got ripped off. So Omer Le, Zil Hoderbach. So Romi said to him, okay, go back and get your money back. Go back and be reneged on the sale. So Omer Le, the landlord, Omer Le, Ashayli Yaisu Mechdeshi Ere Latagre Lekraivi. I waited too long. I waited the requisite shear, and now I can no longer be Chayzer. So Shadri Lekamid Rav Nachman. So Rami sent this landlord to Rav Nachman. I guess he thought Rav Nachman could help him with his psak. Omer Le, Leishanu El Lekeach, Aval Meicher Leilam Chayzer. This dinner for Rav Nachman. He must have known that Rav Nachman had this halacha. And he said, so you know that if you're a Meicher, you can, as soon as you found out that you got ripped off, you can go back and get your money back. So my time, what's Taka the reason? And Rashi had alluded to this already. Lekeach, Mechre Biyadai. So Kol Hechad Ozel Machvile. Wherever he goes, says, hey, honey, look what I just bought. You idiot! You overpaid for it. You'll find out right away if you made a mistake. However, Meicher Delinokat Mechre Biyadai, the Meicher no longer has the purchase Biyadayim, he sold it. So the absence of something is not going to let him know that he ever got ripped off and didn't get paid enough. So Ad Misramile Zavinte Kizvinte, until he finds another item like the one he sold, Vayadai Ta Vileta. And only then he'll find out that he undercharged. And that is could potentially take a long time. So Mamele, he can be Chayzer Le'olam. Ahu Gavr Davi Nukit, Var Shechei Lizvuneh. There was a guy who was selling these silk ribbons. Kari Shisa, Veshavi Chamsha. He was asking for 6, but they were only worth 5. Vihavi Yovel Chamshu Palga, but it was clear that if someone would only give him less than 6, meaning 5.5, Havishukl, he would have taken it. He was probably saying, like, this is worth 6, but okay, maybe I'll take it for less than 6. But he was asking for 6. So also, Ahu Gavr Vo'omar, Iyavina Le Chamshu Palga, if I give him 5.5, Havi Mechila, then that's considered under the shtus. And therefore, there's a mechila. So Etein Lishisa, I'm going to give him the 6 ve'at ve'ladina, and then I can bring him to Bezdin later on, because then I'll get my money back, because it's a shtus. So also lekamei de Rava, Amar Le, Rava said to him, lo yishanu ela b'lekech min atagar. The only times we talk about the halachas of Aina, where you get your money back, is if you're buying it from a tagar, from a professional salesperson. Ab b'lekech min balabayis, ein loy alav Aina. If you're buying from just a guy who has stuff, a yard sale, that we do not say Aina. And Rashi explains he brings from a Shiltis, or a Vachai, kind of uncommon that Rashi would do that, but Rashi says that there is going to be sentimental value. And that you can't put a price on the sentimental value. So you can't talk to me about Aina when you buy things from a Baal Habayis. Reb Zilberstein says a very interesting qualification that just because you're buying from a Baal Habayis, it's only because of that potential of sentimental value. And people value things independently of what market. But let's say you have a guy, he tells a story about a guy who bought a new washing machine. And he wanted to sell off the old washing machine. So now if he overcharges for that old washing machine, you can't say, well, there's no Aina because he's a Baal Habayis. Come on, there is no sentimental value. He just wants to unload it. And instead of dumping it for free on his front lawn, he wants to get whatever he can for it. So if he's going to try to price gouge, oh, you bet there's going to be Aina. Chaim Kanievsky says an interesting svara that perhaps a washing machine is, since it's only used when it's plugged in, it's mechobar lekarka, so it could be that ain't Aina lekarkais. That's just stam a fascinating thing. Rabbi Rosner pointed out that sometimes we don't think about things that are mechobar lekarka, like there are those paiskim, he thought it was a Chelkas Yaakov, that says that you don't need to be tovel electronic items like a panini press or something like that. You don't have to be tovel it because you only use it when it's plugged in and it's mechobar lekarka. That svar is not necessarily muskim, but it's still a very interesting idea to bring up. Ahu gavra, tavinoket kipe lesbune. There was a guy who had to sell his kipi, which are some kind of rings. You may remember, we had kipi beforehand in the beginning of Mafkid. Anyway, Kari Shisin Vishavi Khamshin. He was calling out that he wants 60 zuz, but they're only worth 50. But if he would have gotten 55 avi shakal, he would have taken it, similar to the last story. So also who gavra v'amar, someone said, if I only give him the 55, then it's gonna look as mechila. I'm not gonna get that extra money that I'm overpaying. So etein le shisin. So ironically, I'll pay him the higher price. I'll give him all 60. It's veladina, and then this way I can bring him to Bezdin because he overcharged me. Also lekamed Rav Chizda for the psak. Amar le Rav Chizda said to him, loy shanu elo b'lekeich mena tagar, abul lekeich mena balabayis, ein loy alav aina. Same idea. Amar le Rav Dimi yishar. It's taka true. It's well said. It's emes. V'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar yishar. Practicing Amar v'hanan. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah coming up sooner later today. Kishem sha. I know lehedyite, kach I know letagar. So just like there is I know by a hedyite. So who's the I know that we have by a hedyite? Man hedyite, la balabayis. Over the Gemara of Chizda, betzad riyasa. We're talking about this poor quality stuff that the balabayis wouldn't have any kind of emotional attachment with. It wouldn't make sense for him to overprice. Avamani de tashmishte, the kiriyale that they're very choshev to him. They have this sentimental value to him. Loy mazbin luhu ilav b'dmei yiseri. He's not going to sell it unless it's worth a lot more than what they're actually worth. And therefore, you won't say Aina. So, the Mishnah. Echad alaykech v'echad amaycher yesh lohen Aina. Keshem sh'aino lo hedyayit, kach aino latagar. That was the quote we just had. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, ein aino latagar. Which we're going to need to explain what that is, because we just finished saying that there's only Aina for tagar, for a professional merchant. Finishing up the Mishnah, misha hutol alav yadu alal yaina. Whoever got ripped off, he's the one that can decide what to do. Ratza Aymer lay tainli ma'isai, lay tainli masha inisani. So, the guy who got ripped off, he's the upper hand to decide, give me my money back, or just give me the extra amount that you ripped me off, but I'll keep the deal. Minoni Mili. How do you know that the Isser of Aina is both to a Moicher and to a Lekech? The Tanu Rabbanan. The Chisimkru Mimkar La Misecha. Al Tainu. When you sell, you shouldn't rip anybody off. Ainli Ella Shin Nisana Lekeach. That's talking about ripping off a Lekech. Nisana Moicher Minayan. Talmud Leimer. Oi Kanoi Al Tainu. V'itzrich. Now, why does the pasuk have to say it both ways? Itzrich lemichtav lekech, v'itzrich lemichtav meicher. Why? De'i kasav rachmana meicher, mishum de'kim le bizvinte. Because the seller knows what it's supposed to be costing. He knows. He knows what he paid for it, and he's reselling it to somebody else. So if he's doing it, he must be mazed. Aval lekech, the lekim le bizvinte, but the lekech may not know. He might be completely naive as to what the price is. So if he underpays for something, it could be that he's not doing anything on purpose. Emoloi azhare rachmana b'loi sainu. V'ikos of Rachman al-Lekech, and if the Torah would have only told you that the Lekech can't underpay Mishum de Kakoni, because the Lekech who's buying the Amri Enchi Zavnis Konis. If you bought, then you got something. In other words, it's a positive thing to turn it into actual Mekach. Aval Meicher da Abude ka Meivid, but the Meicher who's only losing, because the Amri Enchi Zabin Eivid, that's the expression people would say, it's a negative to sell your things. Emo le'azri Rachman al-Lekech Soinu, Tzricha. Therefore, the Torah had to say both, it's going to be the Isser of Aina, both for the Meicher and the Lekech. Rabbi Yehuda Aymer ain't Aina l'tagar. There is no Aina for the professional salesperson. What? Frak the Gemara Mishum Shu Tagar ain't Aina? That doesn't make any sense. Omer Rav Nachman Omer Rav B'Tagar Safsar Shana. We're not talking about a regular seller of items. We're talking about the Safsar, which is the broke. He's the middleman. He resells. So he can't be someone who claims that he was Nisana. He can't say that he was underpaid. My time. Because made the Yodas Vinte Kameshavya. He knows. That's his Malacha. He knows what his stuff is worth. V'Achuli Achul Gaben. If he got underpaid, he must have done it on purpose. willingly and knowingly, and therefore he can no longer claim later on. V'hai d'zabnei hachi, and this that he did it, mishum d'isrami le'izvinte achriti, because he needed the cash and he needed to flip the stuff for even a lower amount so he could buy something else. In other words, there was a tayeles for him to underprice the schaira. V'hashtamiya koha derbei, and only now he wants to change his mind. But that's why the safsar, because he's always ligging in the buying and selling of these goods, he can't ever claim Aino. Rav Ashi Yomer, my Ein Latagar Aino, a different shot, Einai B'Tairas Aino. It's the exact opposite. He doesn't have the limitations of Aino. Shafil Pachet Mechtei Aino Chayzer. He, because this is his livelihood, as Rashi explains, he depends on it, he can even claim Aino to be Mevatel HaMekach, even if it's less than Ashtus. Tani Kavasi to Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Tagar Ein Lay Aino, Mipnei Shehu Baki, because he knows what he's talking about, and therefore he must be doing it on purpose. Next part of the Mishnah, Mishahutal Alov Yodei Al Alayna, whoever got ripped off, he can make the decision of what to do next. Money Mas Nisan, Loi Rabbi Nasan, Valer Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Right, we mentioned both of these Tanayim earlier on yesterday's daf. E Rabbi Nasan, so Masnisa Katoni Ratza, Ubraisa Le Katoni Ratza. Because yesterday on the Braiser of Nasan said that if it's exactly a shtus, you give back that extra money. But you don't get to have a decision of whether or not you want to have the Mecha Chayzer. The Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Masnisa Katoni Le Keach, and Braisa Katoni Meicher. So the Braiser doesn't match Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, because Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says it's only talking about a Meicher. So we have a few different terutzim. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Aina Zu Ini Adeh Mishana. This Mishnah about Aina, I don't know who taught it. We have no idea who it is. And the Ritva explains it must be some third opinion, not Rabbi Nasan or Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Rabba Amar Li Eilam Rabbi Nasan he, Betoni Nami Braisa Ratza. It is Rabbi Nasan, and you change the Braisa. Rava Amar, no, Li Eilam Rabbi Yehuda Nasi he. Umay Deshayer Bemasnisan, Kama Farish Bebraisa. You use the Braisa to be more verbose to explain. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi himself wasn't Mechalik between the Meicher and the Lekeach, but the Braisa is talking specifically about the Meicher. Amar Ravashi Dekanami, Diktoni Echer a Lekeach, Vecher a Meicher, Umefarish Le Lekeach. Then it goes on to explain only about the Lekeach, so Shmamina, Shiure Shire Le Meicher, so Shmamina. That's how Rava learns. Itmar, Ha'omer Lechaver Almanas, She'ein Lecho Olai Aino. Let's say a guy tells his chaver that this sale is going to be almanas, that you can't claim Aino against me. Rav Omer Yesh Loi Olav Aino, he still can. Ushmuel Omer Ein Loi Olav Aino, such a Tanai works. Lema Rav de Omer Krebi Meir, Vishmuel de Omer Krebi Yehuda. This Machlaikas Tanayim over Meir and Yehuda. De Tanya, because the Bryce says, Omer Lisha, if a guy tells an Isha, Hareat Mekudesh Esli Almanas She'ein Lech Alai She'er Ksus Va'ina, Harezu Mekudesh Es Tano Batal. You being Masna Lasha Kosa Batara, and therefore the Tanai goes away, and the actual Kenyan works. De Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, Bedarish Abamamam Tano Kayim, and therefore since She'er Ksus Va'ina is a Darish Abamamain, or at least certainly the She'er and the Ksus is, the Tanai is Chal. So Lechair Rav and Shmuel are telling on this Machalik Tanayim, Omer Lech Rav, Ano Da Amri Afilu Rabbi Yehuda, because I'd kind of like she knows what's going on. She's hearing all the information, and still she was willing to go along with it. Turning over to Amud Beis. Aval Hacha, but by the case of Aina, mi yada de machel, did the Lekech even know that he was being ripped off so that he should be Michael? Shmuel Amar, no, I know the Amri Afilu Rabbi Meir, who holds that the Tanai is kind by Aina, that he can even go like Rabbi Meir, because Ad Kan Loi Ka'omar Rabbi Meir Hosam El Devadai Ka'okar. Because according to Rabbi Meir, it's certainly happening. Right, there is absolutely the Akira's Dover Min HaTorah, Aval Hacha, but by the case of the Aina, Mi Emer DeKohakar Midi, who says that he's actually doing anything wrong at all. It could be that it turns out that no one's ripping anybody off. Omer Rav Anan Lididi Mefarshali Minei Demar Shmuel. Rav Anan says, I'll tell you what Shmuel Shita is, because it depends how you phrase it. Ha'imer Lechaveru Al Menas She'ein Lecha Olai Aina, that you have no Taina of Aina on me, then Ein Loi Olav Aina. And it sticks. Al Menas She'ein Boi Aina, if you tell me there is no Musig of Aina in this transaction, well, that's not true. So hare yesh b'ayna. Then it's bottle and it goes away. Meisvei. Let's ask from a brisa. Hanaisei v'hanaisein ba'amana. Someone who gets a middleman, right, a shliach, to sell on his behalf and trusts that shliach to get the best price he can. V'aymer l'chaver, and someone says to his chaver almanas, she'en l'cha alai ayna, that you are not going to have any taina of ayna against me. Ein loy alav ayna. The tanai sticks. So the brisa seems to be telling that if you say that kind of nosach, it's going to work. So l'rav de'omer ana de'amri afilu Rabbi Yehuda ha'mani. So according to Rav, who said that he can even hold like Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, who is going to be the Tana of that Braisa? Because this Braisa is certainly saying that it's going to be Chal the Tanai. So Amar Abaya, Machvarta, Rav, Omar, Krabi Meir. Let's go back to what we originally said, that Rav's only going in Shitas Rabbi Meir, Vishmuel, Omar, Krabi Yehuda. Rav, Omar, no, Le'olam, Le'kasha, it's not shared from the Braisa. Because Kan Bistam, when you're not clearly being over einah, kind of a mafarish when you speak out that you're overcharging. Detanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Bamed Varma Murim, where the Nisana can actually taina about the einah that's bestam. Al mafarish, but if the Meicher specifies, like for example, he says, Meicher Sha'omer Lilakech, Chefetz Zesh Ani Meicher Lachom Amasayim, this thing that I'm selling to you for 200, Yaideani Baisha Ena Shav Elamana, I know it's only worth 100, but I'm selling it to you for 200. And still, Al Manas Sha'en Lacho Alai Ainah, then Ein Lay Alav Ainah, because there's no surprises here. The Lekech did this with his eyes open. The Chain Lekech Sha'omer Lamecher, Chefetz Zesh She'ani Lekech Mimcha Bemana, also similarly, a Lekech who said to a Meicher, this thing that I'm buying from you, Yaideani Baisha Shav Amasayim, but I know that it's worth 200 and I'm still only paying 100. Al Manas Sha'en Lacho Alai Ainah, but still, Afal Pikin, and I'm doing it without any Ainah, so Ein Lay Alav Ainah. So if you speak it all out Beferish, then it's gonna work. This whole next Gemara, we're gonna say it like the way Rashi learns, that it's really a ribbis shaila, and the Rishonim have a problem with Rashi's pshat because it doesn't seem to belong in our perek. But I'll call upon him, simpler way to learn here is just to go with Rashi. So, Hanaisev and Naisen Ba'amana, someone who is doing business using this third party. There's two different ways that you can work Ba'amana. Either you pay this intermediary shliach for the service of doing the mekach for you, or the shliach owes the mishaleach, if you will, the value of the actual products, and he can mark it up and sell it for as much as he wants. So in this case that the Braisa is talking about, the schaira that the mishaleach, we'll call him Reuven, gave to Shimon, the shliach, there's two different quality levels. The more chashivah stuff, he can immediately sell. But the shvachara stuff can only be sold in piecemeal over a long time. So Reuven makes the following suggestion to his shliach. He'll sell the better quality stuff, bishava, meaning to the equal amount, but he's only going to collect the money from Shimon once Shimon sells off the shvachara stuff, the raw, and that will take more time. So while the money's coming in and Shimon is using that money, Shimon has a schus in that money, and that could go on for a long time. So when it does go back to Reuven, there's a shaila of ribis at that point. So hanaisev v'naisim ba'amana, harezel yechashev v'sarua ba'amana, v'sayafe b'shave. Don't work with the worst stuff ba'amana, meaning over a longer period of time, and the yafe b'shave. Ela oizev v'zeh ba'amana, oizev v'zeh b'shave. You gotta do it all one way or the other. Don't mix and match. V'naisim le'schar kosov, pay for the fee of what it costs to pay somebody to schlep the stuff. And schar gomel and schar pundik, the transportation costs, the lodging costs. However, schar atmein and neitel, but the shliach cannot take a fee for himself for his labor, shikvar noisen le scharei mishalim. Because since Shimon's fee for selling on behalf of Reuven is ba'amana, so when they're settling up, you're not deducting anything from Shimon's fee. The Gemara clarifies, schara mishalim mehecha kayovle. You're saying you completely gave him his fee? In what way was it given to him? So Amar Rav Papa, bitzad ruye. Bryce is talking about where you're selling this shvachara stuff, these kinds of clothing that are not worth much, diyove arba lemea, where people will give the shliach four of these begadim per 100. For every 100 begadim that Shimon will sell, he gets to keep four as his fee. So as Rishonim point out, the challenge with this whole Gemara is it really seems to not fit in with the sugya that preceded it. I'll call upon him. Maybe we'll understand these things more once we get to Ezeu Neshech. And we'll stop here and pick it up with the Mishnah for Shabbos' daf.